Outside of a clinical trial setting, do you think it would be rational or appropriate to give a patient who has a colloid cancer at a high recurrence score chemotherapy?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know, because when you combine those information, for example, if you put that into adjuvant-09 together head-to-head with the Oncotype assay, if Oncotype result was intermediate or high, but if adjuvant-09 prediction was fairly good, then patients still had fairly good prognosis, still over 10% recurrence rate, but maybe on the intermediate bound, the incidence really high. So you can kind of downgrade Oncotype assay score in some sense in your brain if the patient had, good histological features. We know that ER-positive tumors do not benefit that much from chemotherapy. So the ideal management will involve biopsying the tumor and test for the Oncotype assay and test for the HER2 and triage the patient based on those two markers or three markers. And in that setting, if you rely your diagnosis on core biopsy, unless your pathology department is highly reliable, you tend to have wrong assay data for estrogen receptor, for example, or HER2, unless they are very experienced, because their fixation conditions for the core biopsy is very different from whole tumor, and you end up looking at a very small amount of the material.